Hello, and it's a welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. And today is the 29th of February, a leap year, and a special day. This is edition 2262. I am John Hoyle, and I'm joined today by Jane Evans. We'll be reading part one of our weekly recording, which today will include articles on local issues, charity work, and the inevitable news of roadworks. As usual, we have some letters to the evening news, and Ian Robertson will read a couple of features, the first one on this part of the recording. First of all, we're pleased to welcome a new listener, Mrs. Paula Avery of Cossey. We hope you enjoy our recording. Before we embark on the news, we have one or two announcements, so here is Jane to go through these.
Well, hello. First of all, it's that time of the month when we have the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine available for you. It follows on at the end of this week's news, so do keep listening. We'll remind you about this again at the end of this edition. We have a brief note from editor Sarah Lusher to give you a taste of what the magazine contains, and you'll hear that shortly. You have a double dose of extras today as City Council publication Norwich Citizen follows on after the magazine. Our editor's edition of this publication arrived in the post just today, so it is indeed hot off the press. And finally, the Chatterbox AGM is due to take place on Wednesday the 13th of March, and everyone is very welcome to come along. It's at 2 p.m. at Vision Norfolk, Bradbury Centre, Edward Street, Norwich NR33DZ. And that's the end of the announcement, so here's Sarah Lusher to tell you about the magazine.
Hello everyone. The March 2024 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine is all ready for you. And the magazine is celebrating its 300th issue and, along with our regular contributors, Rowan Mantell, Nick Aitchison, Mike Liggins and Nina Naynor, we hear about a new TV show dreamed up in Norwich. Someone goes in search of Norfolk's mysterious ghost hair and Philippa Gregory writes about the fascinating normal women of the county. So do keep listening after the news.
Thanks for that, Sarah. Now we can get on with some news, and so we'll catch up with what has been happening since last week. In the city, there is to be a new tourist information centre, a promise that the old BHS premise eyesore on St Stephen's will shortly be occupied, and another eyesore off St Giles will be replaced with housing. We have the dates for this year's Lord Mayor's Parade, and the Riverside Centre is to go green with some solar panels. A new £100,000 tourist information centre is set to open in Norwich this summer in a bid to boost the city's holiday sector. Norwich City Council has committed thousands of pounds to the development following the closure of the tourist centre in the Forum in 2021. This comes as the authority faces tough financial challenges, having agreed to hike council tax by nearly 3%. Liberal Democrat councillor James Wright, who proposed the new centre, said, "Tourism is one of Norfolk's largest economic sectors. We cannot afford to miss out on this opportunity to promote to visitors the city's wealth of leisure, culture and heritage opportunities. This is an investment in the future of the city."
The opening date of a new discount megastore in Norwich has been revealed as signage goes up ahead of its unveiling. High Street giant Poundland is in the process of moving into the former BHS premises in St Stephen's. British Home Stores left the site in August 2016 as the department store disappeared from the nation's high streets. The retailer said once completed, the new Poundland site at 23 to 29 St Stephen Street will be one of the largest in the country. And as the trademark blue signage goes up, a spokesman has confirmed it will meet its Easter opening date with a March the 30th launch.
Plans have been lodged to demolish and rebuild a vandalised city centre building. The project would see the derelict site at 4 Fishers Lane near St Giles Street replaced with a pair of swanky three-storey homes. According to planning documents, the building was last used as an industrial workshop in 2001, but has since remained empty and fallen into disrepair. The new plans would see the two-storey site demolished and rebuilt from the ground up. Each home would feature two bedrooms and shower rooms on the ground floor, a living and dining area on the first, and a bedroom and bathroom on the third. The authority has set a deadline of April the 9th to decide on the plans for 4 Fishers Lane.
The Lord Mayor's Weekend returns to Norwich this summer and its main event will have a new look. The annual celebration will be on Saturday, July the 13th and Sunday, July the 14th, with a whole host of free things to do. The Lord Mayor's procession will be on Saturday afternoon, featuring a colourful carnival parade of musical bands, dancers, acrobats, giant puppets, walking floats and costumed groups. It'll wind its way around the streets of Norwich, headed up by the Lord Mayor and the Sheriff of Norwich in their ceremonial robes. The 2024 parade theme is Carnival Spirit, and it'll start at Norwich Cathedral and finish in Chapelfield Gardens. Expect a full programme of family-friendly activities in the park all day on Saturday, followed by a music gig in the evening. And other highlights across the weekend include the Great Norwich Duck Race at Lady Julian Bridge at Norwich Riverside on Sunday.
Almost £1 million is to be spent installing solar panels on a council's flagship leisure centre to reduce the facility's electricity use by a third. Norwich City Council wants to fix the devices to Riverside Leisure Centre as part of efforts to cut carbon emissions. City Hall has secured a £520,000 grant for the scheme and will contribute an additional £375,000 from borrowed funds. A report by the council anticipates that the new solar panels will reduce electricity usage at the venue by 33%, with £53,000 of savings on utility costs per year. Riverside Leisure Centre in Wherry Road is home to a swimming pool, gym, steam room, sauna and spa.